So what did you write? What did you write about this week, Linda?
Yes. Well, this poem is about the crazy business with Trump and his cronies and Rudy Giuliani. And, you know, I have been following, you know, what's been going on post-election chaos. And what topped the bill was two weird things that involved Rudy Giuliani. First, that bizarre news conference in North Philadelphia a few days after the election. I think it was the Saturday after the election, where it was in the parking lot of the Four Seasons Landscaping Company. And that happened between the adult bookstore and a crematorium service, which was the perfect metaphor to what is going on with Trump and his cronies. And it was during that news conference that Giuliani found out that the AP, the Associated Press, had called the election for Biden, which of course they're still contesting. But I thought nothing could top that. Well, on Thursday, Rudy Giuliani even topped that bizarre moment when he had another news conference in D.C. where he was sweating so much that his hair dye was streaming down both sides of his face. And I thought to myself, this is it. You know, you cannot make this up.
No, it should be some kind of This Is Spinal Tap type comedy. Maybe that's what we're living through. The creator of the simulation, it has a dark sense of humor.
Okay. So this is what this poem is about, the rage against the machine, but also this black humor. Now, do you have, because I can't see you, do you have the poem up?
Or, I do too, yeah. So you go ahead and read it, but there's a delay in the feed, so you have to read your own copy, but I'll have it up so everybody else can read.
All right. Very, very good. So anyway, this is a coming from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and my name is Linda Nemec Foster. I know sometimes people fudge that middle name, but it's Linda Nemec Foster. And here is the poem. It's called Between Here and There, Rudy's Dyed Hair. Between the fake and the real, between the then and now, between the sublime and the ridiculous, between the common good and a self-serving ego, between the freedom of words and the mob's bombastic yell, between the truth and the hypocrite, between the lie that taunts and the calm voice of reason, between the NPR analysis and the late show monologue. Rudy emerges from this preamble, this litany of the era, to quote lines from My Cousin Vinny and Not the Constitution, at a news conference in a basement in D.C., and sweats his hair, his hair dye, away. He rants, this is real. It's not made up. There is nobody here who engages in fantasies, like the fantasies of a defunct president and his 73 million plus followers who rant and rave just as loud as Rudy does. But maybe he sweats more than they do, as his face contorts and his lower teeth clench yellow, and his hair color sweating down both sides of his face like mascara, like Hershey syrup, like motor oil, like shit. You can't make this up, and who would want to? Only a fake lawyer between a rock and a hard place, between the alpha and the omega, between the yin and the yang, between the luxury hotel and a gritty parking lot, between the rule of law and a reality show, between the half-life of porn and the cremains, between sweat and the stained handkerchief, between the barely living and the barely there.
Excellent poem. I love that ending too, Linda. Thanks so much for sharing that. That was Between Here and There, Rudy's Dyed Hair. And I don't even know what to say, but thanks.
I don't know what to say either. And I have so much faith in Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And that is where my faith resides. So upward and onward. And Tim, thank you so much for calling me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's always my pleasure. Hope you can join us again soon, Linda.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, that was Linda Nemec Foster with Between Here and There, Rudy's Dyed Hair.